Hello.
Yeah, hi Audrey. This is Shira from Safety
Hi.
First here. How are you doing?
All right, and yourself?
Good. I'm just reaching out to you about Lorenzo.
Okay.
I think we did speak on the 10th, 3 days ago. Do you remember that phone call?
Yes.
Okay. So just to reconvene, Lorenzo, you guys are still interested in trying to get onto the waiver program, right?
Yes.
Okay. So in order for him to open up a case, he has to call into the broker office, and he has to schedule his first assessment. Okay.
Okay.
But before we do that, I want you to start gathering some financial information. Can you tell me a little bit of, what you were able to get already? I think we went over that he needs a deed, the award letter for Social Security, bank statements.
Okay, no, I wasn't able to get none of that together. I'm still trying to get him together to get in here, but
Where is he
I
now
haven't been
again?
able to get in there. I was saying I was trying to get him together
I know. Where
first,
is he now? Is he home now? Where, like,
Well, he's here now, yes.
okay. So, how can we move forward with this? What can we do?
Okay, you asked me to get the paperwork and stuff together. I got to go over that with him to get
Okay.
this paperwork and stuff together.
So can I talk to him maybe? Maybe we could do it together now and see what we're able to do.
He's not gonna get much of nothing, but hold on.
I mean, we could do it together. You could put me on speaker.
Okay, but what I'm saying is he don't have his paperwork and stuff together.
That's why I
So
want
what
to
else do
know
you?
what I want to know what the things you're able to get and things you're not able to get, so we can go from there.
Okay, hold on. Let me let you talk now.
Hello?
Right. Okay, hello?
Hi, Lorenzo.
Hi, okay, I have him. Hello, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing today?
Not bad, really.
Not bad. Okay, Lorenzo, let me just ask you a couple questions. I think I went over this with Audrey, but I just want to go over it with you. You're trying to get onto the waiver program so Audrey can get a little bit of financial help for helping you out. You confirmed that that is something that you're interested in, right?
Yes.
Okay, so in order to do so, we have to go through a process a bit. We have to go through a series of assessments, but on top of that, the county is going to want to try and schedule, get some financial information. Just one second. Okay, so you're going to have to submit some financial paperwork to the county, but on top of that, you're going to have to go through some assessments. It's really very straightforward. I'm going to walk you guys through everything, and I think you'll be okay. But some of the financial paperwork that is needed from the county, I like when we can get it together before we start the process so you have it and you're ready to go, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I'm also going to want to go ahead and schedule to have a doctor call you to fill out a doctor's form that is needed for this process. Is that going to
You
be
can't just
convenient?
call, you can't call the hospital and find out everything that they've done to me.
So it's the information that they're looking for is not so much that kind of history. It's they have, like I said, this is a state-provided program. So everything they're doing is as per the county requirements, and they have something called a physician's care form, like a PCP form that they need to fill out with you. So they can't call the hospital or anything. Like legally, they have to speak with you. So what I usually do is some of my clients, they go to their doctors, they take the form, the doctors fill out their form. But to make your life easier, I can just have the doctor that we work with at New York Best Medical give you a call and just do it with you over the phone, so you don't have to go to any appointment or anything like that.
Well, I
Okay?
don't have an appointment
Okay,
scheduled.
okay, okay. Is that something you guys confirm with is okay?
Yes.
Okay, so
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to have a doctor call you. It's going to be from New York Best Medical. I don't know if it's a New York number or a Brooklyn number, but they get the job done, and they get it done fast, so it's usually my clients are very grateful for that. They don't have to be busy running back and forth. Audrey, they're going to call you at your number, okay?
Well,
they're going to call you at least twice. If you don't, if you're unresponsive, it makes their job harder, so they may, like, drop the case or something like that. So I'm just letting you know to look out for a call and try and, you know, be there for them when they call, okay?
Okay. Do you know when that'll be?
So I'm going to, I'm going ahead now, and I'm scheduling, I'm putting it in a request. It should be today or Monday.
Okay, Monday he has a doctor's appointment.
That's fine. They're, I'm just talking to you on the phone. They're not going to, like, you know, they need to be able to reach you and ask you a couple questions. So
okay.
It shouldn't take your whole day. Okay, so Lorenzo, I did go over this with Audrey, but I just want to do it with you fast. Were you ever married or anything like that, divorced?
No.
Do you own your home?
Yes, I own a home.
You own a home. Okay. Do you have a deed to that house?
The deed is in the system, but I do own a home. It's on public record in the city.
Okay. So we're going to need a document of that deed, okay? Like a copy of that deed. Not us.
Okay,
the county's going to need it.
Okay, I'll try to get it.
Okay. Next is, do you get Social Security?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so we're going to need the award letter. Do you remember receiving an award letter when they started giving that to you?
Yeah, but I don't know where that's at.
That's fine. So what would happen now if you would have a problem with your Social Security and they stop sending it in every month? Who would you call?
Say that again? Social Security, I would call.
Okay, so call them and ask them for the award letter. They should be able to give it to you, okay?
Okay.
Now, bank statements. You're not going to be happy about this one, but everybody who wants the services has to do it. It's not personal to anybody. It's just the county. It's super annoying. I can confirm with you that it is. I'm on your side, but this is what they request. I'm more than happy to help you in any way. And listen, if you're not able to get some of the paperwork, there's things that I could probably do to help you, but let's first try, okay? Because they just need it as part of the process getting you onto the waiver, okay? As long as you understand that, like, it's not coming from us, it's from the county, and we're just here to help you, then we're good, okay? So they're going to need bank statements, semi-annual bank statements from 2020 to 2023. Did you have any bank statement, bank accounts open between 2020 and 2023?
Yes, I do, but I don't feel good providing that information.
So they just need statements. It's not, like... It's not bank it's not bank account information. They can't access the account. It's just the statement of what was spent.
So you need a bank statement.
Again, it's not me. The county needs it. It's
yeah.
for the it's yeah, we need bank statements.
Okay, I'll try to get that.
Okay, but it's not every month. Okay? So it's just semi-annual. What does that mean? From 2020 to 2023. They need January and June. So that's 2 months of statements per year, 6 months of statements in total for 2020 and 2023.
Okay, I'll try to get it for you.
I'll try to get it. Now, after that, they need from 2023 all the way to now every statement. So it's a lot of paperwork.
Okay.
I really want you to feel comfortable with doing this. Like I said, we're not.
I don't feel comfortable with it.
I know. So that's why. Do you have any questions about it? I just want you to. I want you to know that this is all like really just on about getting onto the program. I'm here to answer any of your questions, concerns. I don't want this is a process and. A commitment to the process is very important because I have my team working on the case. You know, if like halfway through you're like, no, I don't want to do this, whatever, I'm done. It's very hard on us. So I just want to know what questions you have prior to beginning so I can really help you out here. I'm not out to get you or anything. This is just all part of the policy. You know, I'm just here enforcing it, but I'm not like in control of it or anything.
So what are you saying to me?
what I'm saying is, like, I would love to, like, ease any concerns that you have, if you have questions, like, you know, yeah, that's basically it.
But wouldn't they have already have all that paperwork, all that for anyway?
No.
A good question. So working with the county, they mostly have everybody's information. These
technical, exactly, that's what I thought.
Yeah, but again, so but it's not that simple. These technical things, there's many parts to the county and state. The county doesn't have that much access as you think they do. Meaning to say, when you have Social Security and stuff, of course they have information about you. But these technical things, they don't have. Now, everybody, imagine Audrey getting paid for helping you out. Everybody wants their family member or friend to be doing that for them. So the county needs to be sure that you're eligible. Now, there's departments in the county, and they're not sharing information. So the department that we're sending all this information to is specifically for the waiver program. That's why they request it. So they don't have this information under the file for you to get the waiver program. That's why we would need to submit it.
Okay. But I'm not going to be his caregiver.
Okay, Audrey. Do you know, Lorenzo, do you have somebody in mind to be your caregiver, a friend or a family member?
I have a friend, yeah.
If not, we can find you somebody who you'd like. Meaning to say,
I have a friend that I would be comfortable with.
He has
friends. I just don't feel comfortable with giving my information up like that to anyone. My information, anything about me.
I believe you.
Okay.
I believe
that's
you.
That's why I told you it's gonna be. I told you it's gonna be pretty hard. But
call me back in 2 weeks.
We're not gonna call you back in 2 weeks. Okay, let me talk to him.
So Lorenzo, if you were to go to a doctor, right, and they see your condition and everything, right? Obviously, you've been through an ordeal, right? You did mention to me before, like, can't the doctors give you a whole rundown? So I'm guessing, you know, from my notes here, you need assistance with certain day-to-day activities, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so your doctors actually are the ones that recommend you to the waiver. Meaning to say, they want you to get onto the waiver so you have in-home assistance, right? This is all medically approved. Your information is very, very highly protected. Nobody is giving out anything to anybody, and nobody is using anything against you. I just want you to know that. If you were to go to the hospital right now, your information, you know your information is protected there, right?
That's right.
It's exactly the same thing. When you work with county and state, and when you're talking to me, everything is highly, highly protected. So if that's a concern for you, like I said from the beginning, nobody is out to get you. The decision is yours at the end of the day. But this is all medically approved. So it's like you going to a doctor's appointment. You giving the information or you doing this kind of work is a program provided by the state. And that is highly, highly protected. I mean,
but I'm at the hospital. You're on the phone.
They coming out. They want to come out.
No, yeah, who's coming out, though?
Whatever.
I'm going to a couple of my doctor's appointments this month. Call me back at the beginning of the month, and I'll see what's going on.
Oh, boy. That's what I'm saying. This is hard trying to get through to him.
I
want some extra help.
Let me just think for a second.
But let me give you a call back. I'll give you a call back. Let me go.
So in the meantime, I'm going to put the case on hold, okay?
Yeah, that's crazy.
And when you want to continue, but I just want you to know the longer it takes for you to continue, the longer the process, the services will start.
Okay, yeah, I know that.
Okay.
I know. I've got to get it to the help.
Just 1 second. Let me just talk to him for 1 more second. Lorenzo?
Yeah, we're going to help you with it.
So I just want you to know, because this is all state and county provided and approved by your doctors, you don't have to do anything, whereas the county comes down to you. The appointments come to you. So wherever you are, they come to you. You don't have to go anywhere. It's really not a lot of work on your end. You know that, right?
No, I don't know that. It seems like it's a lot of work already.
No, not
you're
at all.
You're trying to get my information.
No, so we're not, we don't, we, what information is it that we're getting? We're just getting what they already have, but we're putting it, we're submitting it all into a new department. Like I explained, they already, the
okay,
county
like,
has.
Like you explained, like I'm telling you right now, call me back next month, the beginning of the month, and we can get the process started.
But don't you want to just start on at least trying to collect some paperwork so you're a little bit more prepared?
Well, let me see my doctor's first.
Yeah, we'll collect the paperwork. We'll get some more paperwork.
Okay, so, Audrey, how would you like to proceed here?
We can, just let me give you a call back. We can proceed it.
Okay,
because
so
we need help. I can't do it.
So here's what's going to happen. I'm not going to give you a call back. I'm going to put this case on hold. And if I don't hear with you within the next 2 weeks, I'm going to go ahead and discharge the case. And I guess you can give us a call back when you want to begin, okay? Because I have teams working on cases constantly, and I can't have them, you know, I can't have this case just stagnant, not doing anything, okay?
Right. Right, right. I know that. Now, what's your name again?
My name is Shira. I'm the enrollment coordinator for Lorenzo.
Your name is who?
Shira.
Sheriff?
Yes. Like I said, I'm the coordinator for Lorenzo.
Sheriff.
Okay.
Okay,
I'll
call you back.
I'm not going to call you for 2 weeks, okay? So if I don't hear from you then I'm going to have to do what I have to do, okay?
Okay.
All righty.
All right. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.